You're listening to The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with me, Dominic Ford. Finally, Hannah Critchlow ponders the power of poo in our question of the week.
This week, we get excited over excrement. An anonymous listener touched cloth with this.
Can we produce power from poo? We produce loads of the stuff, and it must still have some good stuff in it. So surely scientists can delve away at it to make some electricity.
So should we lay cables courtesy of the colon? First up, we asked Dr. David Waltner Toews, author of The Origin of Feces, is it possible to go fracking for feces?
The energy content of dry manure is about 50% that of coal. Right now, the most efficient way to get that energy is to run the manure through something called an anaerobic biodigester. So the manure is run into a contraption where certain bacteria, in the absence of air, will capture methane from the manure, which would otherwise be just released into the environment. That methane can then be burned directly. It can be burned in for running trucks, for running machinery, or it can be used to generate energy in a secondary process.
So it is possible to get power from poo. Do we currently actually do it, though? We delve into the data.
My name's David Mackay. I'm the author of Sustainable Energy Without the Hot Air. I'm the Regius Professor of Engineering at the University of Cambridge, and I'm the Chief Scientific Advisor at the Department of Energy and Climate Change. Looking back in 2006, one of the biggest forms of renewable energy in the UK was collected from methane gas coming from landfill sites and from sewage. The scale of this, well, in 2006, it was about 0.3 kilowatt hours per day per person coming from all forms of waste, and that made it the biggest renewable at the time. Since then, wind has overtaken, incidentally. And how does that compare with our total energy consumption? Well, our total energy consumption in all forms for transport, heating and electricity is about 125 kilowatt hours per day per person. So we do produce power from poo, but it's not as big as our total power consumption at all. And there's no way it could be that big either, because if you think about how much food you eat, the energy in the food you eat is about 3 kilowatt hours per day per person. And obviously the energy coming out in your poo has to be a bit smaller than that.
So yes, poo does produce power, but we currently consume more energy. So also look to the wind, amongst other places, for other sustainable sources of power. Well, making a movement with our next question.
Hello, Naked Scientist. Miriam, County Tyrone, Northern Ireland. I am approaching the end of my third trimester. The baby has got itself at long last in the right position, though this is where my question lies. An unborn baby's head points downwards in preparation for the birth and can be like that for many, many weeks. If I hung upside down for that long, all my blood would be swimming around my brain and I will be a bit dead. So how come an unborn baby is okay? Thank you.
So how does a baby withstand a prolonged headstand in the womb? Are babies the ultimate yoginis? Let us know what you think.
Hannah Critchlow. And if you'd like to help us out, then you can email your thoughts to chris@thenakedscientists.com. You can tweet at Naked Scientists or speculate away on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thenakedscientists. That's it for this week. Thank you to all of our guests who joined us on the show. And thank you to Dominic Ford for joining me. The production was by Kate Lamble. Next week, we'll be taking a look at schizophrenia and a new way to combat it with computer animations that represent the voices that patients say they can hear. The Naked Scientist comes to you from Cambridge University and it's supported by the Wellcome Trust and the EPSRC. I'm Chris Smith and thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.